Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we need your help in spreading the word. Please, 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 please share. Everything's digital, podcasts, the three networks we're on. So please share far and wide because time is short, people, really. We do our best to educate you. We have Dr. Sherry Edwards on today. She's usually a guest on our TV show, and I said, Sherry, we need to take some of this to radio because there's a whole lot of people out there that aren't subscribed to our TV show yet. You should be. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv to sign up. It's $2.50 a month, folks. It's the cheapest out there. And I think we're the best. I really do. Our 4.5 and 5-star ratings kind of speak to that. And then you can catch all of Sherry's broadcasts as well, too. Her specialty is bioacoustic analysis. We're going to give a brief analysis and then give you some examples. And if you've not heard this before, oh boy, you're in for a treat. Our first segment is brought to you by Noble Gold. Do you have assets to protect? Can you afford to lose everything that's in the bank or IRA or 401k? Well, of course not. And you know we teeter on economic collapse right now. Take your pick, hyperinflation or economic collapse. What do you think is going to happen first? Does it matter? If you diversify, do you know how to do that? Okay, if you diversify and go to an expert like Noble Gold, you can save most of what you have. How do I know? Because I am also a customer. They can tell you all about it, and they will not be pushy. They'll send you free material. You have to close the deal. They're trained that way. I actually found it frustrating. Okay, I'm ready. And they said, are you sure, Mr. Hodges? Absolutely. But they won't push you, I promise. Give them a call, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and tell them that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. Well, Dr. Sherry Edwards has a science called bioacoustic analysis, and rather than in my layman, unsophisticated terms describe it, let me welcome Sherry to the show and then have her tell us briefly what bioacoustic analysis is.
It's great to be here. We have so much to catch up on,
and
want to share with people how they're being scammed.
Okay. So can you give a brief layman's discussion, description, I should say, of bioacoustic analysis and how it works?
Well, we see the brain as a central processing unit with all these frequencies, and the mouth, your voice, is a holographic representation of your brain. And we've been doing this for about 30 years and creating software for people to be able to look at personality, who's lying, who's scamming you, who's trying to pull the wool over your eyes. And then we also branched into looking at supporting optimal form and function. We can't say we support health because that FDA will be a problem.
I hear you. Yep.
But we just say we support optimal form and function and try to bring people back to their completeness. So it's like a full spectrum light. People also need full spectrum sound to keep their body up and running in a good order.
That's a pretty good explanation. And listen, I'm going to use myself as an example, but I'm not going to give you my stuff. Sherry did an analysis on me more than once, and she came up with a couple of the obvious, but there were some minor things that she found in my voice inflection, my voice frequency, I should say, and I never told her. I've never discussed it. In fact, some of the stuff is in my distant past, and I've just kind of learned to live with it, and it's no big deal. And she found it. I'm telling you, folks, this is the real deal, and it's based on science. I mean, medicine will be going to frequency before much longer. The only reason we're not there already is because Big Pharma wants to be able to keep you where you're at so they can make maximum profits, where they either burn it out, cut it out, or poison it. And they don't want anything like frequency because it's cost-effective, it's inexpensive, and they don't want that. They want massive profits, and they want to profit on your demise as they get rid of us. And if you think that's too harsh, well, look at the vaccine research, okay, and don't look at the CDC. So Sherry's science really holds the promise of not only proper analysis, but proper treatment. I can't use that word. Let's say proper potential intervention. There we go. Okay. And by the way, I am a customer. So Sherry, the science is so cool. It goes back really in its inception, I think, to Jose Delgado of the 60s when he influenced the behavior of a bull in a bullfight using frequency modulation on the brain of the bull. And now you've brought it to a whole new level. So what we're able to do, tell me what we can tell about people besides their health, because this has more applications than just health.
Well, right now we're working on a big project of coronavirus. So we have a group of people that had the virus and have had the shots and some who haven't, and we're looking at what is common. And when we see what's common in the voice, what's too low or what's too high, we can take that as a sample, and we can do it for everyone. And the hope is that if we kick this, and we think we've kicked most of it, and we're sharing that with people, that anything that is thrown at us, we can just click on our frequency and it's gone. And we want to share those tools and solutions with everybody and create centers around the world so that everybody can have. It's very ancient and just now coming into the modern view of how to control people with frequency. You know, I got some people got in touch with me from The Simpsons, and they wanted to know the sound. It was called the Brown Sound. They people crapping their pants. They wanted to do a show about.
Oh, that caught me off guard. You got to give me a warning. I'm glad I wasn't drinking anything.
Well, they wanted it for crowd control, and we are so individual that that one thing would not work, and I had to say that to them.
But The Simpsons TV show contacted you for crapping in the pants noises, correct?
Yes. And the whole show is called The Brown Sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard Sherry and I talk before on air, it's always been very professional, intellectual, academic. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to take a minute to regain my composure.
Well, oh, it's a saving grace because everybody is so individual.
Yeah,
and I
know.
Think in conventional medicine, they try to treat everybody the same.
Oh,
we're
gosh.
Coming up with new ideas about statins, about prostate cancer, about diabetes. And it's things that conventional medicine isn't talking about, or they're withholding and not allowing out there. Because think about it. The corporation, their ideal is to make money. And if they have a few casualties along the way, they've built that into their budget to pay those off.
Oh, that's very well put. Well, I guess you haven't lived until you've penetrated Hollywood and reached The Simpsons. But I think it's really interesting that they thought enough of you to get a hold of you. That is really interesting. You know, there was a really bad TV show. First year wasn't bad. Second year was terrible. It was called 13, and it was about a guy that was a spy, and he had lost his memory because of psychological manipulation techniques, brainwashing techniques, and he was on a trek to try to figure out who he was. And in the second year, about the only thing they did that I thought that was interesting was they showed this riotous crowd, and a frequency was burst upon them, and they all fell to the ground. Not dead, just inactive. And like putting your computer on pause. And I think that's what The Simpsons were asking you for.
I think so. And they really meant it. There's so many of these cartoons, especially the symptoms, is very prophetic in what's coming down the pike.
That's really interesting. Wow. Okay,
I've been watching TV lately and reading articles, and there is such a scam going on. When Biden says that his administration is scandal-free, I just did a double take. His administration is so full of scandal, and so I decided to do an evaluation of his voice. And the people need to know that that whole speech was about his ego, not about you and what's good for you and what's good for the people. It was good for his ego. He was trying to save his reputation with a lie. And you have this psychological background. You know about narcissists.
Yes.
And almost everybody's had a narcissist in their family or their community. Narcissist is proven information. They lie to you. They say, oh, I'm not having an affair. They withhold. They spin. They deny your perceptions. Oh, that didn't really happen. And that's what's happening with what our government is trying to do. I thought of another one here. They try to rewrite history. And that's a big one right now. They're trying to rewrite our all the men who put the United States together and what's going on. So look at these people as a narcissist that doesn't really care about you. They care about what they can get from you. A narcissist doesn't love you. They care that you love them and that they can get you to do their bidding. And that's what's being pulled on us. They're denying people. They're attacking people. They know they can't attack the message, so they're attacking the messenger. Even look at Trump. I see Trump as the gunslinger. They had to attack him because they couldn't attack his mission of freedom and people count and veterans count. And they're continuing that, and they're hornswoggling the public. And I never want to present a problem that I can't have a solution to. So that's what we want to do with these tools and computer programs and classes that we have. We're sharing this with the people so that they can have the same tools I have and know when Biden is lying and know when Hunter's pulling a scam and know when Pelosi's pulling something and know when Tony Bobulinski is telling the truth about Biden. Do you remember Tony?
Oh, yeah. I remember very well. He sat down with the big guy, as the big guy confirmed all the stuff that was on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yes, and he was telling the truth, and people attacked him. They couldn't attack his message because it was true, but they attacked him. And that's what's happening to every person on this planet. You got the French president, the Canadian president, they're all coming together with the same message. We are going to make you miserable until you comply.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
And you're to comply with your death. I just did a part one interview that's going to be airing shortly with Celeste Solemn about what's coming with the Atom Project. And it's right along the lines of what you just mentioned. And yes, they want us to comply to a deadly vaccine that has immediate or latent effects. And so you're absolutely correct. Nothing is acceptable to them but the vaccine. Ivermectin? No. Hydroxychloroquine? Nope. Has to just be the vaccine. Herd immunity? Natural immunity? Nope. All the things that have been in science books for years and years and years don't matter now. It's just the vaccine. That should make people suspicious in itself, don't you think?
Well, they're withholding information. They're distorting information. We've been doing this since December 2019, and we've been ahead of it every step of the way. We said in the beginning, the math of this virus is man-made. It's not a natural virus. And now they're just now coming to that 2 years later. And think about what's going on. There's a Dr. Spiri in South Africa. He's seen 7,000 COVID patients, and he's figured out what's really happening, and it goes right along with our math. What is happening on the 7th or 8th day of the vax is that they're going into overdrive, like an anaphylactic shock response. They can't breathe, so they're conventional medicine's trying to deal with their lungs, and it's really just an anaphylactic shock, like allergic reaction to peanuts, and they're not treating it that way, and they're killing people. Look at some of the autopsy reports and what is really going on with these people, and they're not telling us the truth about how many people are dying, how many people are getting these shots based on erroneous information. The information's out there if you can find it, and we need to find and share with people all of the good platforms that are telling the truth. The truth is out there, but they're trying to bury it. Again, a narcissistic trait.
Okay, that's true. Now, I want to just digress a second to the processing end. When you look at these voice frequencies, you have them tied to certain, I'm trying to think of the right term, octave or frequencies, and you can tell if there's an abnormally high level of narcissism or fear or something like that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this is part of when you say that Biden is totally narcissistic and ego-driven, this is actually a result of these charts you produced that show this on a graphic chart produced by a computer.
Yes, the computer is doing it based on the voice and based on our 20, 30 years of knowing, okay, this person has this type of vocal print. This is their personality, and we've just put those all together. Each note set of frequencies means something, and each octave tells you something. And it's been trial and error. When we went to the National Institute of Health, probably 20 years ago, and we told them what we have, and we showed them, we demonstrated it, and they said, don't tell anybody you have this. Nobody will believe you that you can diagnose and treat. And like a dummy, I sat on it and didn't let it out to people. I was trying to be very cautious and follow what the government was saying. What I didn't realize was they were just trying to bury what I had.
Yes, of course. And again, because they are the guardians of the gate for Big Pharma.
Yes. And there's a lot of Big Pharma behind this. When you look at all of these documents that Big Pharma has made these other countries sign in order to have the vaccines, Big Pharma is going to end up owning and running these countries. The documents are just beyond belief. The Big Pharma is not responsible. That if somebody sued, the country's going to pay for it. And if anything happens, Big Pharma gets a position in their governing levels. I mean, it's just, it's a ridiculous takeover of the world by Big Pharma.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's so on the money. Need to step aside here for a really quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm worried about a grid down scenario coming. I interviewed Doug Thornton, formerly of DHS, and we discussed those possibilities, and it can come in a number of forms, but the Democrats are losing control. They are desperate right now, and I don't know if they even think they can cheat enough to win the next set of elections. So they'll bring death and destruction upon us. And part of that will be taking down the grid. Part of it will be destroying communications. And we have the antidote, and it's called our sat phone, the MRSAT sat phone. And yes, I have one of them too, and everyone in your family should have one. Why? Because when everything else goes down, your sat phone's still going to work. Now, you probably will survive if you have some type of computer-based LCB radio or whatever it is, these portables, but you can't transport them. And a sat phone you can transport, and also, too, if you're in a remote location, your cell phone's not working, all your sat phone needs is the sky. So I'm going to give you a number to get in touch with them. And it's really inexpensive for us. Folks, I pay one-fourth the cost of what I pay for my cell phone. And that number is 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830, and tell them Dave Hodges sent you. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Edwards, and we've described the process through trial and error and had a good laugh over the Simpsons and how they've tried to kind of grab the technology for their own show. And we've talked about Biden being ego-driven, and it's absolutely amazing here. But can we go to a second here to what you told me early today on what you talked about with regard to what you saw on Fox, and then I want to go into the Biden jab mentality from that.
Okay, well, what's going on, I think, right now is everybody's trying to distract everybody else from the real things that are going on. And so I happened to catch something on Fox. I didn't catch all of it, but it was a Supreme Court justice saying that they were looking into these COVID mandates, and that she thought it was their job to stop COVID from spreading. And I thought, good grief, they're there to support the Constitution, not kill everybody off with illegal, mandated, unscientific jabs. And I was just flabbergasted that a Supreme Court justice would be that narrow.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure you're talking about Sotomayor.
Yes, I think that was the name.
She's kind of squatty with dark hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. A little overweight. Not that.
Yes,
some of
I will go back and do her file, do her vocal print.
Oh, my gosh,
and
yes.
Bring it to the next show, but I didn't catch it in time today.
Yeah, and so right there she's saying, well, we're going to vote for any vaccine mandate. It's our job to stop it. So I guess that means they could put you in a dungeon and strap you down and forcibly inject you and do it as for as many booster shots as they want to do. 6, 7, 8. Do I hear 12? Do I hear 15? This is criminal, what she's talking about here. Criminal forced medical treatments, a violation of the Nuremberg Code. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, that kind of is a good lead-in here. By the way, too, she did get some pushback. So to give the audience a little bit of hope that the Supreme Court won't totally screw us in their upcoming decision, since they've taken up the case as of last Friday, tell me who opposed Sotomayor and pushed back on her.
Kavanaugh.
It was Kavanaugh. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember some of what he said?
Just that that was a limited kind of ideal for the Supreme Court. I will do both of those voices, wow, and we will bring them back to the public.
That's incredible. I don't even like Kavanaugh's answer. He should have struck that down out of hand and said, no and hell no, and we're not going to force people to do this. And that's really troublesome. Okay, all right, dark cloud over the Supreme Court, but are we surprised after all the... I mean, they didn't hear one voter fraud case out of 33 applications, not 1 minute of testimony. You don't have standing. The President of the United States doesn't have standing in his own election. That's why, people, I'm really worried about what's coming. And if you want to talk about impetus for civil war, there you go. Okay, let's blend this into Biden and the jab mentality.
All of this is planned, you know, from the Supreme Court to the very local DAs. It's all planned to make the people fight among themselves. And when Biden is saying this is a war between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, he is out of his mind. There needs to be a better definition of idiot in the dictionary, because it's just not bad enough for what's going on here with what they are saying. I don't even have a word bad enough for what Biden is going through. And when he's saying there's no scandal in his administration, that is just off the wall. And I forget the question you just asked me.
Oh, it's okay. Taking what we said as the Supreme Court justice statements lead in from Sotomayor and Kavanaugh into Biden and his jab mentality, when you look at his chart from the frequencies, what are the predominant intellectual or emotional findings that you come up with?
That he doesn't have a foundation, there is no bottom line, these are not his ideas, that they're all for a purpose. And we did a whole show about people who had like vocal prints to Biden. And if somebody has a vocal print that's pretty near the same, they are working on the same project or dealing with the same information. So he's doing this for a purpose that is not his. It is for control. And about a month or so ago, he decided not to listen to other people or whoever was guiding him, and he came out fighting, and I'm going to do it on my own. That's when they're starting to talk about getting rid of him. Now, only thing that's coming up for a purpose, control, his ego. He's doing all of this mandate stuff to assuage his ego. He's lying. It's the government. No, it's the states. It's the states. And he's just keeping people so confused. And you know that, too, is one of the ploys. Keep the information mixed and not related. So in Biden's, it's for control. But he wants his own ego to come out on top of all of this. And we've written all these up, and you're going to post them on your show.
Yes.
I'm trying to open this here, and my computer is not cooperating. But you know that we've taught this to people, and we've put a class together for people. And the green in anybody's chart means it's for a specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden's latest one is all these vax mandates. It's all about, it's five times higher in his ego energy than anything else, and there's nearly no energy for the people. He doesn't really care if there are casualties, just like Afghanistan. How can he say there's no scandals after what he did in Afghanistan? I'll see if I can open that one, but I can't get anything open on this computer. Here we go again.
I've been down that road where I've been greatly interfered with, and we warned the audience about it. But it's okay to sum up from memory if you're not able to open it.
Well, mainly it's he's working for somebody else, and it looks like it's Soros. It's some deal coming from Soros, because we've done those things to Soros. In looking at his information, he has some scores over 1,000, and normal is like 42.
Oh, wow.
As I just got to open 1,090 on the note of D, and D is information. So, and his information stuff is up in fantasy. So they're all fantasizing about what they could do if they could get all of us peasants under control, like old England, what they did with serfdom and how they ran the country by running over the little guys until little people decided enough's enough, and they took their pitchforks and their shovels and they decided they weren't going to be mandated to that way. That's where we are in America. But Biden is forcing us into vaxxed and unvaxxed and trying to make us fight against each other. Question, if people are vaccinated, why do they fear the unvaccinated? If they're vaccinated, they're not going to get it, so they're trying to say. But you look at the statistics, the people who are getting Omicron are vaccinated.
Yeah, Tom Renz has found that in his discovery process as the lawyer for the frontline doctors. You're absolutely right. They've concluded that the variants are a cover for vaccine death and injury.
Yes, absolutely. And we have decoded all of the variants. We have them in the article for people. We have a reference to a machine that they can use online. That article is on your site. It's on our site also, the Sound Health Options. So we have a way, we have the tools and solutions for people not to be pressured this way. And we've put the classes out. The first one that they can take is free on how to use this information to stand up and say no more. America's built on freedom.
Yeah.
And this is a way for people to take it back.
As far as the classes and telling people about the opportunities and stuff, let's save that for about the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because I want to give a motivation. I want people to be involved in this. And we're going to be hitting election fraud here in a minute. And so I want to hit a few subjects here, and people go, oh, wow, this stuff is really good. And I'd like to find out more about this and maybe participate in this. So let's save that for the last 10 or 12 minutes of the show, where we're going to actually tell people how you can get involved in this. Okay, so let me ask you a question here, and I don't know if you're able to detect this or not. I've had a number of people, ranging from colleagues that were psychologists, an intel person who believes that Biden is being biochemically or in some other way manipulated cognitively to basically give robotic responses to what they want him to say, but he's really not cogent enough to understand the full scope of what he's saying. Does that make any sense to you?
It does in some of the work that Andrew Junker and Jose Delgado were working on, but I don't know if they could get him to say specific words. It's more likely they've got a clone in there that's trained, not a clone, I don't believe in clones, but a stand-in to make him appear a certain way. When we first did his voice, he had vascular dementia.
Yes.
And his blunders are sort of go along with that. But some days he's clear, and the next day he's just a total fool. So there's something mechanical going on, something biochemical going on, and we've been able to look at his latest health things, and they don't even relate to what was going on when he was running for president. It looks like a different person.
That's why people are saying what they're saying to me. I'm hesitating here because this is outside my academic expertise other than the Jose Delgado chain, and I understand frequencies are tied to emotions and behaviors, and it makes sense that the voice would be the reflection of that. Let me ask you a futuristic question before we get into the Wendy Rogers and Liz Harris. I'm trying to think of the best way to ask this question. Can this process be used in a way that attitudes and feelings aren't someone's own? Is there a brainwashing? You think there's a brainwashing possibility component to this?
Absolutely. And when you look at the vaccination, the vax, there is frequencies there in these different strains that deal with the God gene. And the God gene is a book written by Dean Hammer. And he says we can be controlled through this God gene. It's really called the VMAT2 gene.
Yes.
And it controls dopamine, controls serotonin, controls norepinephrine. And norepinephrine is the one that controls the anaphylactic shock. Dopamine controls bonding and loving and caring and falling in love and caring about other people. And serotonin controls anger and fight and flight.
Mm-hmm.
So in this vaccine, the frequencies for this VMAT gene are all there in two or three different ways. You can have a protein, you can have a gene, and you can have an activator. And if you look at the listing in that Tenet's article about the vaccine that we just put out, it shows how many times that VMAT gene frequency has been used in these strains. There's 32 strains. We've decoded them all, and we've given antidotes in the articles, and people are using it right now. We have a frequency set that we gave away that shows how the quercetin and vitamin D and zinc and all that is related only from the math. This is not medical. This is mathical. And we've been able to tear that apart, those vaccines, see what's in them as much as they can tell us. And then we can go look at what it's affecting. Fertility, heart muscles, inflammation. It's all there somehow in those different strains. And I don't know if they're taking different vats. Okay, this vat went to Montana, and these people went to California. So there's different vats, batches. And I think they're doing experiments with sending different batches to different places just to see what will happen. And they really don't care. They just want to know what will happen.
Let me take batches of vaccines just for a second. I know people, Celeste is one of them, as a matter of fact. But I know other people who believe that 5G and what follows 5G, like 6 and 7, that is a triggering device for latency within the vaccines, and it's frequency-oriented. I don't know if this is outside your purview, but I have to ask the question.
One of our people wrote an article, an attorney, and it was published in Nexus in August a couple years ago, and we proved by frequency that 5G deals with iron and the ability to use iron. That's the same thing that's going on with the vaccines. They're destroying the ability of the body to carry oxygen through destroying the ability to balance iron. They're related.
So you had this before the vaccines even came out?
Yes.
My goodness. You know, when we're off air, when you have a moment, send me the link to that article. I want to look at that. I might do something with that. That's stunning. And I'm certainly going to share this with Celeste on this, too, because you guys just met at a midpoint here. Wow. Folks, I don't know if you're following what we just said here, but all these conspiracy theories that say that 5G will interact with vaccines to over time with latency effects end life, of the vaccinated, or at least some of the vaccinated, depends on your batch, is what I'm hearing. We just had it confirmed by Sherry, who found this in advance of the vaccines. Wow, that's, you know, this is bigger than The Simpsons. This ain't making me laugh, though. It makes me want to cry.
In 2000, we had an article in Nexus Magazine that showed that bacteria, parasites, could be controlled through frequency. And if people want to go to Nexus Magazine, it's called Decloaking Resistant Pathogens. That could have been used in the beginning of this entire pandemic to turn it off, and people wouldn't listen. I don't think they wanted the information out because they couldn't control you with the fear that sure. they're using right now. It's making me mad. Can you tell that?
Oh, I can tell. Okay, since we're on this topic, we weren't planning on going here, but that's okay. This is important. My gosh, is this important. The concept of shedding. So, Sherry, hypothetically, you've been vaccinated, and I'm in your proximity, and I haven't been vaccinated. But some people say that you can, in kind of like through close contact, catch the shedding effect, someone who's been vaccinated, and then it's the same as if you've been vaccinated. Tell me, do you have a position on that?
I've seen it happen. We had one particular grandmother who had a very, very bad case of shingles and just kept getting shingles. And it was from her grandkids getting the chicken pox vaccine when we traced it down mathematically. So there's an example from life of just any kid that got this chickenpox vaccine was shedding it in the family home to the grandmother, to the point where she got shingles, which is an old manifestation. No, I should say it different. It's a manifestation of chickenpox in people who are older. You get shingles. And by the way, we have found a mathematical correlation with shingles and correlated with an herb, and people who have shingles, if they'll use something called canthofenic, and you can get that at your local health food store. I'm not allowed to say that, but that'll take away the shingles, and we've seen it happen many times.
That makes a great deal of sense. But you're saying the shedding effect, does this tie into bioacoustics, so the shedding effect?
Absolutely, because if we want to get rid of something that's a 10, we can use a 5 and a 5, a 7 and a 3, and those numbers all mean different things. And your voice will tell us, if you have a 10 that we need to bring down, it'll tell us the math of what we need to use for you individually to make that happen.
My goodness. There was a TV show called The Last Ship. Michael Bay, the producer, and I'm surprised he ever did TV, because big-time Hollywood guy. A very talented professor, and it was a good, well-done show, technically. And they had, the show was this, 80% of the world's wiped out by a virus, and this ship is adrift at sea, not really adrift, but it's at sea, with no really home port that they can rely on. The country has fallen apart, the world's fallen apart, and so the virus is the enemy, and they have a top scientist who develops a vaccine. Now, originally the vaccine, it didn't work, and then it did work. But then here's what happened after. This is, I hope you're sitting down when I tell you this. Not only did they not have to give a person a vaccine to get them vaccinated and inoculated against the effects of the virus, someone who is vaccinated could just breathe on the person.
Wow.
And this was, oh gosh, I'm going to say wild guess 6-7 years ago, probably 7 years ago, that this concept was put out there. And, you know, there's the old folklore story that the evil guys have to tell us in some form what they're going to do to us before they do it. And that leads to the notion of predictive programming. And I think there's so many examples of predictive programming. I subscribe to the idea. But don't you find it interesting that 6 or 7 years ago, a Hollywood producer came up with this concept?
Well, look at Rudolf Steiner, who was even alive at the end of the last century, where he said in one of his articles that there will be your immune system taken apart, and it will be from a vaccine. They'll give you a vaccine that will destroy your immune system.
All preparatory. Well, listen, I have so many people that tell me this, people in the know, that the CIA and the globalists have controlled Hollywood for so long that nothing gets done of a controversial nature at all unless it gets their approval. I'll give you an example, like the remake of Red Dawn should have been a Chinese invasion out of Mexico with South American allies. No, it was the North Koreans, and they made them change the show copy. And I actually interviewed someone connected to the show that talked about that process. They go, no, we had the Chinese, but they made us change it to the North Koreans. So, excuse me, Hollywood's really, really controlled. That's fascinating. We're going to step aside here for another break very quickly here. I talked earlier to you about the satellite system. Now I want to talk about the Galileo system. It's connected to the satellite phone. There's a messaging service connected to the satellite phone that once you have it, when they take down the alternative media, trust me, folks, we could be days or weeks away from this happening. Things are moving so fast, and the Democrats know they can't win. I think they're going to lose 80-20, and I don't know if they can even program the machines to compensate or even get enough balance to compensate for the losses they're going to suffer. And they're not going to let the conservatives take over again. And so I think alternative media is going to be gone soon. I think this show has a real shelf life, and I'm not the only one. Steve Quayle and I have talked about it openly. We've all talked about it. Doug Hagman and I have talked about that for years now. So the bottom line is, folks, is how are you going to get your news when they take us down? Well, we have a way. The satellite phone's going to survive. We know that. Well, we now have a messaging service connected to the satellite phone. It's called Galileo. And we're already sending out messages. Steve Quayle, myself, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman are some of the principals, and there's others that are, Paul Preston is part of this too. We're all sending out news, critical news updates. And it's not that you can't get it on our websites or our shows. You can. But we're conditioning people to, when you lose all communication and you want to know what's going on, here's where you go. And it's a great service. I'm going to spell Galileo for you. Go to galileo.com. But it's not spelled like Galileo the scientist. It's G-A-L-I-L-E-Y-O. See, it has the extra I-L. G-A-L-I-L-E-Y-O. And I'm recommending everybody get this because we don't know when we're going to be taken down. Okay, we're speaking with Dr. Sherry Edwards here. And we had just 20 minutes of unplanned programming. But it was so, so timely, so important. But Sherry, I'd like to shift gears just a little bit because I want to get this in. You've done a general on Wendy Rogers, and Wendy Rogers decided to have a big feud with me. And I'll confess up to what I did, but what I did was appropriate. I had her on my show, and early on she was talking decertification of the Arizona vote, excuse me, based on all the fraud and so forth. And I thought she was good to go, and then she kind of joined the pack of state senators, said, oh, this is just civil, not criminal. Now we're back to, the audit has been decided in Arizona without the exchange of evidence as ordered by two courts and the attorney general. So that's like going to court and having a judge rule that he didn't hear 1 minute of testimony. That's what just happened in the Maricopa County audit in Arizona. And Wendy Rogers is now saying, well, we need to move to decertify the election, and Sonny Borelli and other state senators saying the same damn thing. And I'm saying, this is QAnon crap. And then Wendy Rogers came out with a 39 out of 50 AGs are going after voter fraud. No, they're not. And I said, that's QAnon. I said, you're flip-flopping. And I said, you're giving false hope to people, getting them to relax, thinking something's going to happen. If these people were sincere in the state legislature in Arizona, they would have already introduced a bill to decertify the election. And they haven't. And so she decided to counter me by going on Rumble and playing clips of what I had. By the way, it was a copyright violation, Wendy. And play these clips and then proceed to attack me, really all the illegitimate points she made. And she's now bad-mouthing me. I understand there's been conversations. I hear this from inside the legislature. There's conversations. What are we going to do about the Hodges problem? I'm a private citizen, folks. And I've been all over this audit since the beginning, going back to May when I published an article. People inside the audit were so upset from a private citizen. Listen, private citizen, that they contacted my colleagues like Sarah Westall, Paul Preston. Paul Preston got told, well, if you don't stop following Hodges, something bad might happen to you. You could die. And then Sarah was given all this don't publish this stuff. 13 of my colleagues were contacted. That tells you I'm over the target. So that's the background. Now, we're going to go to the foreground here, and we're going to have to kind of make this quick because I want to leave time to talk about what you're doing institutionally. But you have analyzed Wendy Rogers generally. We're going to do more on her as a follow-up specifically. And then you've analyzed Liz Harris, who I think is doing really good work but doesn't get the complete picture because she doesn't include China and George Soros in how they compromise our public officials. So what do you got on Wendy Rogers generally?
She is trying to use some emotional component of information to control the people, and she's not much concerned about how she does it. But you're the enemy. They have to attack you because they cannot attack your information. I wish somebody had enough guts to just bring the truth out. But that's an old lawyer.
I've tried. I'm trying to tell the truth. I'm not putting anything out misleading.
I didn't mean it that way.
No, I know. But I'm saying, and I think Liz Harris is doing it too. Just because I think she's, I told her at the Tea Party meeting when she and I had an exchange and she was the presenter. I said, "This is really good, Liz, what you're doing," and I know she's sincere. And she said, I said to her, I said, "Liz, but you can't understand the totality of the problem unless you understand how many of our top officials are controlled by China or by George Soros." And yes. I saw her jaw. It hit the floor. It's like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. And she still hasn't.
Well, she wants to control through information. And that's why she's collecting all this information. She doesn't quite believe in herself, but she believes that she collects the truth, the information that will come out. But there's just a lot of naivete there.
Okay. All right. I think that's pretty good here. We're going to come back and do a follow-up on this. There's some things coming up where this could really get exacerbated, and it'll make for a really good show. But we don't have time to get into that because, ladies and gentlemen, you need to know what's going on with bioacoustic analysis. And, excuse me, the reason I say that is because this is a truth teller. Sherry can tell, and I ask her to do this sometimes. I said, "Sherry, tell me about so-and-so." And invariably, it always ends up being correct. This is a way that we can find out who's for real and who's not. Sometimes they expose themselves, and sometimes they don't. And sometimes we have to do the exposing for them. So, Sherry, talk about, you got soundhealthportal.com and all that. Go ahead and just take it and run with it.
Okay, if people want their own voice done, it's soundhealthportal.com, and we have like 10 different things they can check on. Their muscles, their nutrition, coronavirus, whether they've been exposed, weight issues, PTSD, and that's for free on the portal, and they will send you back a report. That's our online workstation, and if you want to join that, you can and do all this work on your own. But our idea right now, and we think it's urgent, that we get some bioacoustic centers in every community. So if there's somebody from your community that will take it upon themselves to be the coordinator, we will allow that coordinator to take our course along with 10 additional people so that you can set up a center and test who's lying. We want to give you the tools and solutions to make your own decisions so you're not just depending on us. And there's some big things going down. Big Pharma, I think, is causing a problem with statins, fertility, glyphosate, diabetes. There's many things that we have taken on that we want to give people information about how to turn them around so that we aren't going to be in the middle of rationing for especially Medicare people. We want the centers in place so that we're not caught off guard. I think this is very similar to, okay, let's defund the police, and then it turned around to be totally horrible. AOC didn't want any police until he came after her.
I know. Isn't that interesting? There's something related to what you're talking about. I'll just mention this real quickly. Today, it takes 3 working adults to push through 1 person on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. 3. And right now, we only have 2.8. And with vaccines killing people off, the life insurance companies say the death curve is over 100,000 above average. They're not saying vaccines, but it is. Celeste says it's 300,000. Ted Brewer says it'll be more because of the latency effects. We're going to have a huge labor shortage, and we don't have enough people to push through Medicare, Medicaid. Listen to me, folks. Old people are on the chopping block, and I'm giving you the economic formula for how it's going to happen. And that's why, because this does have applications to your well-being, why you need to really pay attention to this, because those of us who are elderly, we are going to be on the chopping block. Okay, Sherry, back to you.
We have put together a program of math as medicine, and we've been experimenting with giving people medication for pain, which is billions of dollars to big pharma, so we're trying to be careful. We have been giving people insulin through frequency and how that's going, and doing experiments with this so we can do without the government interference. And so that's where we want to go with it, math as medicine.
We need to cut big pharma out. And if our society goes into total chaos, which it could with an economic collapse, you're not going to get your prescriptions anyway, folks. Nothing's going to move. I mean, you're not going to be a priority. I mean, you think your government cares about you? The same government that left 1,000 people behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? Think again. Sherry, let's give out some contact information here.
SoundHealthOptions.com is where they can get information about clients, or if they want to become a client, that information is there. Okay. And Sound Health Portal, the online workstation, if they want to do their own work, and there's tutorials to teach them to do it all.
Okay.
If they want to set up a center, please just get in touch with me, my name at Gmail, and it's Sherry with an A.
Let me ask you a question, because you can talk about that when people call you about any type of financial commitment, because you're basically talking about franchising. And franchising always bears some expense. But also, too, time commitment for training. What does that typically take?
I've seen people do it in 3 days. I've seen people take 3 years. It just depends on their aptitude.
Yeah. What kind of people have the aptitude? What are their basic academic skills that do well in this?
They have to have some computer skills, and if they're resourceful, if they can take one and one and make five out of it, that resourcefulness really helps them. Because we've done a lot of it on the computer. Somebody comes to us with this complaint, the computer will say, use this software and see what happens. And we've built it into the computer, everything that we struggled to create in the last 30 years, and it was math heavy, and people who are math phobic didn't do well. So we put it all in a computer program, and so they push buttons and it'll give them the answers to what's going on. And every day I do something new. I just did celiac and glucose storage, and we're just now putting together information about putting a Cialis or Viagra into a tone box, like we have a tone box for pain and one for the back.
Oh, the Simpsons are going to be calling you again. This might be the X-rated version.
And fertility, that's a big one. These Gardasil shots have left so many people infertile that we get a lot of people who need help with that. So what Big Pharma, I shouldn't say this, I'm going to anyway, what Big Pharma has created, we're trying to solve.
Well, Big Pharma has also, with the vaccines, created infertility just with the vaccines themselves, stillborn births, spontaneous miscarriages. I mean, these are very well documented, and doctors are actually speaking out on this by the droves. So, yeah, you're not speaking out of turn here. You're not saying anything I haven't heard a couple dozen doctors say, Sherry. Let me tell you where I really kind of got hooked on frequency for medicine, where I think the future is. The old Star Trek, the original Star Trek series, they had the tricorder. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, wow, could that be? And I asked my science teacher. I said, Mr. Q, I said, do you think that could happen? He goes, I think in the future, maybe. Now, at that time, this is after Jose Delgado in his 1961 Bull experiment, but I didn't know about that till I was in college. You know, well into the 70s. So, I mean, that was way after. But that's where I found it. And I think that the frequency effect, this is why Big Pharma doesn't want it, because they can't make enough money on it.
we have the tricorder for broken bones. It's not instantaneous, it cuts the time in about a half.
That's to heal incredible. Broken bone. That's incredible. Wow. Folks, listen, I know Sherry pretty well, and we've done a lot of TV shows together, and every time we do one of these, I get an education. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm really encouraging you right now to go to Sound Health Options and Sound Health Portal, both.com. And would they contact you through that if they're interested in franchising? We got 10 seconds.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us. And Sherry, thank you for joining us. We're going to certainly do a follow-up show. There's no shortage of people to analyze. And everybody, we'll see you back here again next time. Thanks, Sherry.
Been great.